have lost control of three authorities and more than 100 council seats. Rishi Sunak admits it's disappointing, but insists it doesn't mean Labour will win the general election. Shadow Health Secretary Wes Streeting disagrees, saying the country's crying out for change.
You would have thought, given the absolute drubbing his party has received and the message that voters are still desperately trying to send to him, you would think he would be listening, you would think he'd be talking about changing, listening, learning. None of that. He's not even pretending to listen.
A 16-year-old boy who stabbed another to death at a birthday party has been detained for life. Shane Cunningham's been convicted of murdering Mikey Roynan in Bath last June, while two of his friends have been found guilty of manslaughter. During sentencing, Mr Justice Sarney says the Bristol area has become a hotspot for violence.
Bristol and its surrounding areas are in the middle of a plague of knife crime. The plague has continued since this trial finished. The lives of young boys who carry knives continue to be taken at the hands of other boys who carry knives.
A 15-year-old boy has been found guilty of murdering Alfie Lewis in Leeds in November. He was stabbed in front of students leaving a primary school in the Horsforth area. The High Court's ruled a legal challenge over the government's plan to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda will be heard next month. The FDA trade union says its concerned staff will be told to ignore rulings from the European Court. Mark Clattenburg has resigned as referee consultant at Nottingham Forest. He'd been in the role providing match analysis of decisions since February, but says it's caused unintended friction in the Premier League. And a pensioner has escaped jail after illegally collecting almost 3,000 wild birds' eggs. Daniel Lingham already served two prison sentences for the same offence. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Thanks, Chris.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight will become largely dry with extensively clear skies with little in the way of cloud around. Overnight lows of 6. Now, heading over to tomorrow morning. Yes, Saturday. Yes, we're at the weekend already. Tomorrow will become increasingly cloudy with heavy showers pushing northwards. These potentially heavy with some thunder in places. Turning drier and brighter by the end of the day, though, with highs of 15.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Second hour of Drive here on Friday the 3rd of May. I'm Joe Bailey, yes, back in the hot seat, and we've got brilliant guests for you this afternoon. Yeah, excuse my voice again. Yeah, I've had another cold as well, on top of everything else. Aaliyah Eloisi, and joining us a little bit later as well will be Ramel. All that is coming up after 4:30, and Eloisa is going to be performing live in the studio, so I cannot wait. I'm not met Aaliyah yet, actually, so I'm really looking forward to that. It's all coming up in this hour, as is soon. Yes, I know you've been waiting for this one. It's our new top 10 of motoring innovations. Yes, the top 10 of all time, in fact, is all coming up a little bit soon. But now we're going to go back to 1979, in fact, from a song written by Paul Weller. And it's actually his first holiday since the start of Jam. He had a caravan in Selsey and he wrote this song.
Thought you were smart when you took them on, but you didn't take a peep in their artillery room. All that rugby was hairs on your chest. What chance have you got to get a tie and a crest? The commons in your brand new shoes, composed a revolutionary symphony that went to bed with a charm in your plea.
didn't they used to look good in those sort of suits back in the day? That was Jam with Eton Rifles here on Phoenix FM. Or Eton Rifles. I've been told off a few times by people I know. Say, Joe, please start pronouncing your T's. You're old enough to do that now. Well, you know, it is what it is. You can take the girl out the East End, but you can't take the East End or Essex out the girl, can you? Right now we have a track coming up from 1982. Marie Wilson, Beat the Beat. Do you remember? I had this huge hair, the huge bun. Do you remember? And then coming up after the break, we've got the brand new track from Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone with Fortnite right here on Phoenix FM.
A birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon, at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic. All of this to say, I hope you're okay, but you're the reason. And no one here's to blame, but what about your quiet treason? And for a fortnight there, we were forever running to you. Sometimes ask about the weather, now you're in my backyard. Turn into good neighbors, your wife waters flowers. I wanna kill her. All my mornings are Mondays, stuck in an endless February. I took the miracle move on drug, the effects were temporary. And I love you, it's ruining my life.
I love you, it's ruining my life.
I touched you for only a fortnight.
I touched you,
but I touched you, and for a fortnight there, we were forever running to you. Sometimes ask about the weather, now you're in my backyard. Turn into good neighbors, your wife waters flowers. I wanna kill her. And for a fortnight there, we were together running to you. Sometimes come and turn my sweater.
Such a beautiful song, isn't it? That's Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone. Actually, I still think it's number one in the official singles charts now as well. I think she's got at least two or three in the top ten there as well. I think Poets Department as well is in the top five. Look at me, I know. Don't forget, coming up very, very soon, super excited, Aaliyah is already here. And we will be catching up with Ramel via Zoom a little bit later as well. Unfortunately, cannot make it to the studio today. So really looking forward record about their collaboration with a brand new single that I am absolutely loving. I know our Michelle Ward as well is always a huge fan as well. So they are coming up around 4:30, a little bit later than that. Now, you know I love a survey. We go from one extreme to the other. I do love a survey here on Phoenix FM. I did have two for you today, but I can only fit in one. So I've gone for a random one. Here we go, right? It's we're going to be finding out about the very top 10 motoring innovations of all time. Again, this isn't according to me. It's according to people on the street. Where on the street? I have no idea. And how many people were on this said street? Again, no idea. But here we go. Can you think of any? Have a little think. Just like if I count down to five and then I'll start going through the top 10 and just see if any of yours came up, right? So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I feel like there should have been a drum roll or something, but there's not. Anyway, the top 10 is Bluetooth connectivity. Yes, I need that in the car. Cruise control. I cannot personally live without that now. I don't know about you. Keeps my eye on the ball as well. Especially if you've got a long journey, put it on to 70 miles an hour. You know, you can't go wrong. Right, electric vehicles. Yes, of course, we have to have electric vehicles. Now, hybrid vehicles as well came in at number 7, so that's pretty good. Self-parking systems. I've never had one of those. Have you? I think I'm too much of a control freak to actually let the car just self-park, but it would be quite useful for a lot of people that I see in certain car parks. I'm not going to mention any. I don't know how you feel about that. Number 5 is parking sensors. Yes, you need those, because sometimes it's a big bumper. You can't see it. Number 4. I can remember back in the day driving without power steering. So yes, number 4, power steering is essential. Reversing cameras, never had one of those, but it sounds like a good one. Sat navs, yes, of course. And number 1, which I think is the best one, is airbags. So I don't know if any of yours was amongst that. So I have a song that I've actually not played on this show. I can't believe it. Rihanna, you do know I love her. This is Shut Up and Drive.
Shut up and drive. Shut up and drive.
Living in
Now shut up and drive, 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 drive. Shut up.
Thanks, Rihanna. That leads us nicely into this.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, the M11 southbound slow at Junction 9. Also, M25 anti-clockwise. Really slow traffic between Junction 28 and Junction 27. That's the M11. You're looking at around a 30-minute travel time there. Also, usual queues out of London, but if you are heading to Tower Bridge, it's due to open at 4:45 in 15 minutes and at 5:30 this evening as well. Also, expect delays if you're heading anywhere near Tower Bridge tonight. Now, there's reports of queuing traffic due to an accident on the B1012 as Fanbridge Road both ways at Lower Burnham Road. Keep an eye if you are heading that way. A133 also partially blocked at Leisure World McDonald's. Slow traffic in both directions there. Now heading to Billericay, slow on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road, Norsey Road. Brentwood slow on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street. Yes, Wilkinson's Corner. A12 Londonbound, slow after Junction 28, Colchester Football Stadium to Junction 25, I should say, Marks Tay. Approaching and going through the long-term roadworks. Usual traffic as well at this time of day on a Friday in Chelmsford and in Colchester. So I'm heading over to the rail, because the rail is okay. Still severe delays on the Central Line. Underground station closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. Minor delays on the Northern Line throughout the rest of that, but just flashed up, everything is okay, so there is a good service elsewhere, and there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now, we've got Natasha Bedingfield. No, not in the studio, but coming up with these words. And we'll be back a little bit after as well. Don't forget, coming up soon, we do have live in the studio. Aaliyah Eloisi is going to be singing live. We will also be joined a little bit later as well by Rommel via Zoom, just to talk about their latest single together. It's a brilliant collaboration. I can't wait to play that for you. But of course, Aaliyah will be singing live in the studio as well. Very, very soon. But for now, here's Natasha Bedingfield with these words.
These words are my own. Threw some chords together. The combination DEF is who I am, is what I do. And I was gonna lay it down for you. I tried to focus my attention, but I feel so ADD. I need some help, some inspiration,
but it's not coming easily.
Trying to find the magic, trying to write a classic. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know. Waste been full of paper, clever rhymes, see you later.
These words are my own, got my heart flowing. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. There's no other way.
Natasha Bedingfield with these words. Now we've got one more track coming up. She Moves in Her Own Way. Now we've changed about three chairs around for Aaliyah as well, so she definitely moves in her own way. We'll be hearing from her very soon, but first we've got Kooks.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out. Not about to lie down for your cause, but you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it. And these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell them you're a keeper. Not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things.
The Kooks with Moves in Her Own Way. Now my guests today are Aaliyah, an award-winning actress, model and singer-songwriter with a brand new release, with Rommel as well, who's going to be joining us a little bit later with Give Me Your Time, I Cannot Wait. Aaliyah, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's great having you here. I've loved your music, so it's actually nice.
Thank you so much.
Do you know when it's like, oh, I don't know what they're going to be like when I get to meet people? But you're lovely, so it's really nice.
Oh,
I can say
thank
that.
Thank you so much. It's mutual.
Oh, there we go. It's a love in here on a Friday afternoon here on Phoenix FM. Now, listen, we're obviously here to talk about and hear about your music, but I must mention that you also do love the arts as well. You were accepted into the Russian Institute of Theatre and Arts, and you were the face of Festival of Languages as well.
Yes, so I graduated in Moscow at GITIS, so the Russian Academy of Theatre Arts in Moscow in 2021, acting faculty. And yes, regarding languages, yes, I'm fluent in six languages. I love languages. I think I've always loved them, and I still do, and I still love talking and practicing all these languages.
Yeah. Well, including French, Croatian and Italian, right?
Yes, and Arabic as well.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Most people can't even understand me and I just speak English. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm in awe of people that have languages. So, yeah, do you actually sing in different languages as well?
I actually do, yeah. I also sometimes write in other languages. So mainly I write my songs in Slovenian and English, but I also wrote a song in French for one Indian movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I just realized it's a bit bizarre because it's an Indian movie, but they talk in English. But the song is in French that I wrote because they wanted it. But yeah, I also sing in other languages. I also remember when I was having some gigs, I had to learn some songs in Portuguese or Spanish. But I just took it as a challenge because, oh, and also Polish, I remember. So I just take it as a challenge and I just take it kind of as another language to learn, and then I just practice the phonetics and then I just underline it with the meaning of every word. So, yeah, it's a challenge, but I really enjoy it, yeah.
Do you think it actually helps you with your writing process as well? Because all these other languages coming into your head when you're... Does it flow different? Because obviously words flow differently as well as you're writing, right?
Definitely, yeah. I think the fact that I grew up in a bilingual family, I think that helped a lot because my father is Algerian. So I've been speaking Arabic with him since I was basically born. Yeah. So I don't remember how I learned this language. It was just there.
Yeah.
And so I think that hugely helped. And but I think also at the same time, if I'm in one country, I don't know, for example, if I'm in France for even a few days, I actually start to think in French.
Oh, wow, really?
And that's how actually then I get these thoughts in another language.
Okay.
So I think that's how the process
so it
starts.
Because it kind of flows differently, doesn't it, for all the different lyrics. So I was always wondered how, because I've never had the opportunity to ask anybody that's bilingual how it can enhance or actually make it more difficult to write songs, especially lyrically more than anything else.
But in terms of lyrics, when in terms of songwriting, I think, I mean, this is my personal kind of way, the way I do it, but usually I write the music, and then simultaneously sometimes lyrics come up at the same time, so I'm not really thinking about in terms of which words I want to deliver, because they have to actually come up naturally with the music, and then sometimes if I just get the idea of the chorus, then I realize, okay, so this is going in this direction, and then maybe I will be thinking about lyrics a bit more. But I think this first very initial intuitive way of lyrics and their flow, that's very important, and I always record everything on my phone and then I just go back and listen, and I'm like, okay, this is fine, this sounds okay, and also this makes sense in terms of lyrics as well.
I love listening about people's different processes because it is different for everyone, right? So but look, I want to mention as well before we move on back to the music as well, you've just been filming Barbie, haven't you?
Yes. So I'm
why I gave you a pink microphone thing around there.
Yeah, we have a pink microphone. So you will not see me on a screen, but I was working as a standing actress for Sharon Rooney, who's playing the lawyer.
Oh, was
you? So yeah, that's my work with Barbie, and I loved it. It was really good.
Did you get to meet anyone?
Yes, I was actually rehearsing the majority of scenes with the main cast. And there were a few times when Sharon had to leave earlier for some reasons. And I had to stand in there when they were actually filming some scenes. Obviously, they were not filming me because they already filmed her scenes. But they were filming, like, close-ups of Margot or other actors. And I was just standing there because I had to be there in terms of lighting and everything else. So, they were all really lovely. I loved this set. It was just so positive, full of good vibes. I think back then we kind of all knew what kind of a movie, that it's going to be a big movie. I think nobody had any clue it was going to be that huge.
I think it's the biggest feminist movie of a decade, personally.
I mean, loved it. I watched it twice.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to do another one then.
I just love it because it has so many layers. It's not just about Barbie, but it's also about our world, our society.
Totally.
And I think it's really a movie for all people, for all generations, either for little kids, for little girls, or for parents, or for mothers, or for men as well. And it's so funny. Oh my god, I was laughing so much.
And it definitely is a film that surprised people. I think a lot of people are just thinking they were just going there to watch something about dolls and had no idea. I think that had that element to it as well, but but listen, I could talk to you for another hour on that one.
Let's
move on to your music, because in 2019 it was your debut five track EP, My Love, got massive, brilliant reviews on that as well.
Oh, thank you.
But it only feels like yesterday that you released it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel that a lot of time has passed since then. But at the same time, as if it just happened yesterday, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's my debut EP, My Love. But I also feel like that, like, personally, I have changed. Not that I have changed so much since then, but also that so much has happened since then. And also I've evolved so much in terms of music, songwriting, everything.
Yeah.
I'm, of course, still very proud of my EP. I'm not saying it's like rubbish now.
No,
but it's like,
you know, it's a song in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. As an artist, you always need to. And it's actually crucial that you keep evolving and growing as a person, as an, and as an artist. And also because we also always incorporate sometimes, you know, things that happen in our lives or things that happen around us.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it helps with longevity as well. So,
yes.
And it's really nice when you go back and listen to people's original music and then move along with it. Not that it pales into insignificance, but there's still like a difference and you can actually get to know the person.
Yeah, I agree. I also love like listening to sometimes other artists' songs that they released like years ago, and now I'm listening to their music now.
Sure.
And because if I know that this singer is the songwriter as well, and then I know... Oh, and then I also feel, you know, this evolution of them as a human being and as a songwriter, as a singer. So I just love this journey. So,
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to want to hear a song from you. You're going to sing in a minute. Have a quick drink there, a second.
Okay.
What we're going to do as well, in about 5 minutes, we'll be going live with Rommel as well on Zoom. So we'll be speaking to Rommel as well a little bit later about their brand new track. But for now, we are going to go from... you're going to play Fall For You, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to sing Fall For You. It's the lead single of my debut EP, My Love.
Okay.
Yes, it's a dance track.
So here we go.
Here we go.
In my mind, I'm counting days, searching for the way to be right next to you. And I want to fly to you, want to be with you. Can you treat me right for once, love me once or twice, hold me tight and be nice, cause I wanna be with you, wanna hold you. Oh, 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 oh. You're the one that I wanted, one that I needed, one that I wanted. Oh, 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 oh. You got a heart that I wanted, one that I needed, one that I wanted. For you, to you, falling for you, hoping this is true. Can you lay me down, please never let me go. Can we start the game again? I wanna feel the same, I wanna feel the flame, cause I wanna be with you, wanna hold you. Oh, 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 oh. You're the one that I wanted, one that I needed, one that I wanted.
Thank you so much, everybody.
All right, that was beautiful, Elia. Listen, we will be back shortly after a very short break. We'll be back with Ramel, All Being Well. That is the other side of Zoom. We'll see. We'll be back right soon.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Back on Phoenix FM, and of course, as usual, things never quite go to plan. So, Ramel, if you are still there, I have the Zoom open for you, so you can still come in at any time. But we are here to talk about the brand new track that I am loving. Give Me Your Time.
Thank you so much. Yes, it is out now. It is my first and Ramel's first collaboration, and my first Afrobeat song.
Yeah.
We actually wrote it in one session. We recorded everything in one session.
Wow.
We wrote everything from scratch. Yeah. We had no idea in which direction we wanted to go. And right now, people are loving it. It's on top 100 Nigeria playlist at the moment, and Release Radar on Spotify, and playlists just keep adding up and up and up, and we're just so happy. And we're also releasing the music video very soon, so that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, because I loved the pre-release one where it's just literally like an old kind of stopwatch with both of you.
The artwork.
Like, yeah, yes. Brilliant. I loved that. Who came up with that idea? As well?
Yeah. Aww. So now we're promoting this idea. I mean, and also this kind of image of us looking at what time is it?
So listen, so how did you actually get together? Because you are brilliant together. It sounds
like,
it doesn't sound like it's your first one.
Oh, thank you so much. So we actually met years ago on set for movie 355. We were both working on a production. And then we've been friends since, but we've never collaborated or talked about, okay, let's collaborate. And then last year I was in London, in April actually, and I was just scrolling down and I saw random Rommel's post and I thought, oh, we should collaborate. How come we've never collaborated? We should collaborate.
Yeah.
We should do something together. Let's just get to the studio. Let's just write something from scratch.
Yeah.
And this is what happened. So a few weeks later, we met in the studio with the producer and with him. And we had no idea about lyrics, about the vibe. We just knew we wanted kind of an Afrobeat duo collab, but also so that it sounds good. So it's not one of those, nasty ones.
We wanted
like a good collaboration with quality and sound and everything.
Yeah.
So then the producer was just putting together some sounds, some beats, and we were just it was just a really good creative flow for all of us.
Yeah.
And lyrics just started to come out, music as well. We recorded the vocals.
And where did you do this?
So it was in a pirate studio. So we actually hired a studio.
Excellent.
And then the producer just tweaked a bit more things. And that was it. So basically we literally recorded everything from scratch and wrote everything in a few hours.
Wow.
And yeah, we are very happy that people are loving it because we are just so happy. It's like a baby that you release to the world.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't have any kids, but
I've seen some videos as well on your socials as well where the two of you performed it for the first time. It's so cute. I'll let you know all the socials at the end because you've got to listen in there at home. You've got to listen in. But when you talk about the producers, well, it's actually Tiny Tempers producer.
Yeah, so it's Slick Vic, right? Slick Vic, yeah. So he produced many good tracks for Tiny Temper, Legendary Beats, Wizkid as well.
Great.
So he's a good one. And but we just had a really good flow when we were writing everything from scratch and recording, and I would love to repeat this collab for sure.
Yeah, I think you have to, Rommel, because I want you to come in the studio as well, Rommel, this time. You've got to do another song to come back in. So look, where can we find you? I'm going to play the track in a second. I can't wait for people at home to hear it. But where can we find you online?
So you can find me literally everywhere. On no social media. So I'm just going to spell it now. So it's Alya, A-L-Y-A, and then my surname, E-L-O-U-I-S-S-I. If you still don't find me, just Shazam the song that we're going to play right now, and then you're going to find my name as an artist name.
Brilliant.
So Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere, Spotify,
And there'll also be links up online, because if you've just tuned in and wanted to hear the earlier song, that'll all be up online just after the weekend. And there'll also be Rommel's links there as well. So I'm going to play the track. No one better to introduce it than yourself.
Thank you.
Do you want to introduce it?
So for the first time on Phoenix FM, for the first time in the history of Phoenix FM, here is our new song, Give Me Your Time, my first Afrobeat song and our first collaboration with Rommel. So here it is. Enjoy.
Thanks, Alya.
On your Mac, I said let's go. On your Mac. On your Mac, I said let's go. On your Mac, I said let's go.
things you heard, the things I said. I'm on my way, I'm gonna show I'm me. Nobody say I know the play. Look at your face, you see you won't wind me. I'm on my way, I'm on my way, I'm on my way to ya. I'm on my way, I'm on my way, I'm on my way to ya.
Surely this is the right thing. We both want only one thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Give me your time, just give me your time, just give me your time, you see. Just give me your time, just give me your time, just give me your time, I'm real.
My baby, you know that I let you know. We'll take it slow, cause I've been here before. You're the reason I waited to make sure that.
We go low now. I'll always be here for you. Sexy lady, I see your kuru. Kayla put me for kuru. She blocked me like I did for go slow. For my kuru. Sexy lady,
surely this is the right thing. We both want only one thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Give me your time. Just give me your time. Just give me your time, you see. Just give me your time. Just give me your time. Just give me your time, I'm real.
My baby, you know that I let you know. We'll take it slow, cause I've been here before. You're the reason I waited to make sure that I dated all the pretty ones. Cause lately I've been loving you more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just give me your time, just give me your time, just give me your time. On your Mac, on your Mac, on your Mac, on your Mac.